Maryland Coastal Bays Program has given the region a C-plus in its environmental report. This is Don Rush. The survey measures water quality, including the amounts of phosphorus, nitrogen, dissolved oxygen, and chlorophyll. In addition, it looks at seagrasses and clams. Much stayed the same, with a dip in Newport Bay, which received a D-plus, and the Isle of Wight, which got a C. Roman Jessian is science coordinator for the program.
We're not seeing big swings. We're just seeing small variation, and this year it's a slight decrease. We'd like to see increases, of course, but we're not seeing any major shifts downward, which is good. You know, nothing stands out as being concerning other than sea level rise, and we're seeing effects from warming climate, warming water. Our seagrasses are not doing very well.
How serious is sea level rise in terms of what's happening along the coastline?
It's serious. We're losing a lot of our shoreline. Marshes are drowning. They just can't keep up with the sea level rise because the sea level is rising a lot faster than the marshes are able to put down enough material, you know, to keep up with that. We're seeing dramatic destruction of our coastal marshes. Our shorelines are becoming flooded. We're seeing more severe storm events, more rainfall. That has an effect on our seagrass because the seagrasses just can't take the summer temperatures. We're losing islands. Island nesting birds have problems finding habitat. And I think in the last 3 years, many of our shorebirds haven't had any young produced in the coastal bays. We're seeing pretty major effects.
Have we seen an impact in terms of development?
We used to be really concerned about development, and that's slowed down considerably, although now it seems to be an upsurge, and we're losing our forested areas, which are important for water infiltration in our groundwater. We're losing species to the habitat destruction. You know, our highway system is being looked at to be increased. Route 90 is looking to expand. There's a lot of planning for more development that is, encroaching on our habitats.
The other element I wanted to ask you about was agriculture. Have we seen an impact on that? I know there's been some efforts to roll back some of the nitrogen, some of the phosphorus stuff. What are you seeing on the coastal bays?
There's a lot of practices that farmers are certainly encouraged to conduct on their land. We're not seeing major changes, although we're seeing, the effects of agriculture, certainly with the high nitrogen and phosphorus loads that these streams that drain agricultural areas. And we're just not seeing the effects from that, from improvements on the land. We're not seeing that in the water yet. There's studies that show, the lag time between when water falls on the ground to when it goes into our groundwater. You know, it's like 20 to 30 years lag time before we see it in the water. So it'll take a while. There's as much cover crop as can be put on in the coastal bays, which is really good. Farmers are really good at putting down the cover crop, looking at best practices for ditches and for conversion to wetlands. So we like what we're seeing there, but we're not seeing it in the water yet, but we're optimistic that we will.
Roman Jessian is science coordinator for the Maryland Coastal Bays Program. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.